Welcome to Hamilton's all-new talk station. You're listening to Jason and Jody in the Morning. Talk 820 and online at talk820.com.
Hey, good morning. It's the Jason and Jody Show. Mike Neighbors in for Jason Farr. Jody Gaskell joining me now for the Talk 820 newsroom. And good pick on the song there, Laidman, Night Moves, because that's what I'm thinking. It, you know, Balsillie lands the bid for the Coyotes. He gets the trucks in late at night. A quick night move up to Hamilton before the NHL even knows what's hit them. That might be the only way we do it. We have to basically steal the team now. Away from the NHL.
Listen, we've been tracking this fella down. We started talking about the story yesterday. It was front page headlines in the Spectator. A group is now working towards trying to get government funding pulled from the Southern Ontario Pan Am Games bid. And joining us, spokesperson Paul McKeever. Thanks for joining us, Paul. How are you this morning, man?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
I am excellent. I'll get you to give us the pertinent details here so that I don't mess them up. The group, or at least the website is notaxforpanam.com. People can visit that and get more information. Why now? Why is this the right time for you guys to make this push?
Well, you know, the decision is going to be made probably in the later fall, in November. This week, on Sunday and Monday, an evaluative team's coming down from the Pan Am organization to check out the site. So we wanted to make sure that when they arrive, they see that the public are not on side with spending, you know, $1.4 billion of taxpayer dollars on these games.
And you're adding this up as all levels of government, the amount of money that they are committing in order to make this bid work, should it be successful, right?
That's correct. This is spread across federal $500 million, provincial $500 million, and then we're looking at a variety of different municipalities in the GTA who are also contributing.
Do you believe that the field has changed from the time when we started working on this bid to now because of the economic meltdown?
Absolutely. I mean, when these talks first began, we were talking as early as, you know, spring of 2008 about whether or not to get involved in these games. Things were a lot different then. I remember as late as October 2008, people were saying Canada was going to escape the recession, and that by about January of 2009 became obviously wrong. And we're deeply, and I mean, I'm an employment lawyer, and I've been working overtime with all the people losing jobs from factories. This is crazy to be spending $1.4 billion on a game. I mean, this is a life and death amount of money. This is the kind of money that won't be going into hospital beds, won't be going into schools. Somebody will die because they had to wait a little bit longer because someone else had to have a game for somebody coming out of the country to sit in a seat, and we felt that it was somehow necessary to subsidize 30 seconds of the price of that seat with taxpayer dollars. It's crazy, and it's absolutely morally wrong.
We're talking with Paul McKeever. He is the spokesperson for notaxforpanam.com, and they would like you to visit their website, sign their petition if you are in agreement with what Mr. McKeever is putting forward this morning. Being an employment lawyer, dealing with people who've been losing their jobs during these tough times, I know Jim Flaherty, our finance minister, said unemployment's going to get worse before it gets better. You must see some pretty heartbreaking stories and have a problem in your own mind sort of, you know, getting your head around spending this money on a sport. Games.
I do. I mean, I'm looking at severance packages. There's some days I'm having five people come in at once, and they're deciding, should I take this mediocre severance package, or should I fight it, but risk that the plant's going to go bankrupt? And they are going bankrupt. I'm literally a few miles from Flaherty's office. I'm in Oshawa, my office. And it's absolutely horrible here. Factories are closing. I'm getting dozens of people coming into the office at once and having to give them advice at once. And to spend this kind of money, I mean, this is trickle-up economics, that if we line the pockets of a few contractors and give the police some overtime, that somehow this money's going to get back into the community. It won't. It'll make a few people really rich for a couple of weeks, and then all the jobs will be gone when the games are gone, and we'll be left with a $1.4 billion hangover that'll cost us $100 million per year. That's $100 million we're not going to be spending anymore on medicine, on hospitals, on hospital beds, on getting that queue shortened up and getting people to live rather than die while they wait for services. This is immoral.
And we're seeing some, I mean, some of these things that you're talking about are, you know, look to be, and I think in the end will have come true, and that is with regard to the 2010 Winter Olympics. I mean, they're already talking about a 30% shortfall in meeting their budgets as far as advertising is concerned. We're talking about the Canadian military being not having enough manpower to do all the security necessary there because of our commitments in Afghanistan. You know, these are significant issues that people seem to be blowing past. When you look at this situation, and we're taking this thing on, this is like a 5, 7, 8 year commitment through this process, and we don't know where we're going to be in 3, 4, 5 years.
You bet, and it's only going to get worse over the coming years. And when they have those problems, those shortages of work and the shortages of supplies, et cetera, what happens? The bill goes up. It's not going to be a $1.4 billion bid. They will lock in now for a 5-year, 6-year preparation commitment, and then we'll be stuck spending $2, $3, maybe even $4 billion. And you know, sure, someone will get unelected, you know, 3 or 4 years from now, but it won't change the fact that the taxpayer will get stuck with this bill. We've got to stop this now, and the only way to, if people go to notaxforpanam.com, they can write letters to the editor. They should be writing to Mr. Flaherty. They should be writing to Premier McGuinty, and they should be writing to the Prime Minister of Canada. And all of that information they can get by going to notaxforpanam.com. We have to get this thing rolling. I should mention that we've only had our video up on that site for 2 days. We only had the site up for 2 days. We've got as many hits on our notaxforpanam.com video as Premier McGuinty's gotten in the last 2 months for his pro-bid video. And that just shows you people don't want it, but they do want to stop this thing.
Paul, nice talking to you this morning. I mean, we have some issues here in Hamilton. We're talking about municipal money being committed up to $60 million. We've got issues with infrastructure that we are not dealing with. We've had a lot of problems. So looking at it just even from Hamilton's perspective, it is a questionable adventure during these tough economic times. Appreciate you sharing your time with us, and we will encourage people to visit your website, get more information, and then decide if they want to support your cause. It's no tax for panam.com. Thanks, Paul. Have a great day, man.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay, take care. That's Paul McKeever, no tax for panam.com. If that's your position, and I know there's a lot of people think this is a good thing, we need to dream, we need to think big in Hamilton, think outside the box, but we also need to be realistic about where our money's going, how much of it we can afford to spend. Coming up, we've got traffic for you at Shelley Marriage. Talk 820 time now, 820.
You're listening to Jason and Jody in the Morning. Hamilton's all new talk station.
New talk station.
Talk 820.
It's Mike Neighbors in for Jason Farr this morning on the Jason and Jody Show. Coming up after the 8:30 news, we're going to tell you a little story about Sheriff Joe. It's pretty fascinating stuff out of Arizona. Also have Far Side News on the way. Becky Coles will drop in here, and she and I will share with you some insights into what's coming up on Neighbors and Friends. It starts at 9 right here on Talk 820. Just talking with Paul McKeever about the Pan Am Games bid and his group's efforts to try to sideline that bid. In fact, not actually against the Pan Am Games, nothing against the Pan Am Games, just don't want taxpayers' money being funneled into it when it needs to be put elsewhere. It is interesting that he was an employment lawyer. I didn't realize that when we got talking. And he's talking about how many people he's seeing. Of course, some new unemployment numbers came out. Hamilton, we're third on the list for unemployment levels in Ontario. Only Kitchener and Windsor had higher levels. And that is certainly some news that we have to deal with. It's not good news, obviously. But it is something that we have to deal with and come to grips with when we're talking about where we're spending money, future money that we're spending. Because it has hit us, this economic downturn. I mentioned that Jim Flaherty said unemployment was going to get worse before it got better. I think that's, again, fairly obvious. We talk about the politicians and how they are discussing amongst themselves the idea that maybe there needs to be a fall election. And it's like, wow. Dude, man, don't do it. You know, I mean, we're talking about wasting taxpayers' money. There's another pile. The liberals and conservatives are in a dead heat right now. You're not going to get a better situation. It's going to end up being a minority government of some ilk and just another mess. And we have to try to get ourselves out of this cycle because it's killing us. So with all of that in mind, you have to, you really have to feel for the people who have hit the bricks, who are unemployed, potentially may become unemployed. And that's why it's so galling, I think, to many people. We're looking at about 12,000 or so people as of June that were unemployed in the Hamilton area. It's so galling that the federal government in Ottawa, they struck this Blue Ribbon EI panel. They had like three meetings, couldn't come to an agreement on anything, yelled and screamed at each other, and then that's it, shut it down. And EI may in fact be one of the determining factors, one of the points of reference that they decide to call an election on. Jack Layton met with Prime Minister Harper yesterday. They were talking about EI. They can't come to an agreement. Helping out the unemployed. How do we do that best? What can we do to help that particular situation and get us through this time? Because it may last for a while. And you know, if you thought an election was going to help solve the problem, that'd be great. But is it really? You just, these dinks in Ottawa have to work together to make this happen. Come to an agreement. Negotiate. You know, you don't take your hard and fast position on either end and then say, I'm not moving. I mean, negotiate. Talk about it. Discuss it. How can we help Canadians? That's who you represent. That's who's paying your salary. And you want even a little more distaste for your Wednesday morning? How about this? How about MPs and senators selling themselves out on the speaking engagement tours? Senator Pamela Wallin doing speeches for over 10 grand a pop. That's on top of the 150 we pay her to be a senator. And she only has to show up for a half dozen days a year. No wonder these people don't understand an unemployment problem. They've got no problem. They're not only gainfully employed, they're also making all kinds of money and money on the side to boot. We need to seriously try to get these people on side. I mean, we can't, you know, the politicians always seem to run in the same direction and in the same pack. They just disagree with each other. I don't know how you force them to wake up and smell the coffee and say, listen, we've got to come up with some solutions. Work together, come up with some solutions, and help the people who don't have jobs. And the solution may, in fact, not be spending $1.4 billion on a Pan Am Games bid. Coming back with the news for you, the latest headlines. Jody has those. Then we'll get into a story about Sheriff Joe. We've also got Far Side News on the way. It's all ahead. You're with Talk 820. Talk 820 time right now, 829.